If you have your Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter number 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, verse 1, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pithoroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Beth Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, and the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out from the with an high hand, but the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them and camped by the sea beside Pethahroth before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt this with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, and that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God. What a salvation we have. And it's all in the Lord this morning. Ain't nothing we can do to earn that. It is the gift of God. Praise His holy name. And salvation, Lord, which He shall will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore Christ unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. An angel of God which went before the camp of Israel removed and went behind them, and a pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and gave light by night to these. It was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels, and that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord, that's Jehovah God Almighty, amen, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked, glory be to God, upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and His servant Moses. I want to preach this morning. You can be seated. If God will be my help for just a little while on the delivering hand of God. Amen. I was thinking, Brother Robert was singing that song, I'm glad we have a deliverer, and His name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. What a God we serve this morning. Amen. I'm glad God Almighty is able to reach down to where we are when the adversary is real, when the adversary is all around us, when the adversary rises up. I'm glad there's a God of heaven who's able to rise up higher than the adversary. I'm glad there's one that made us a promise. He is a promise keeper, praise God. And we can trust the Lord today to do exceedingly abundant above anything that we could ask or imagine. Praise God, this side of eternity on our behalf, because God loves us and He gave us a promise that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. And boy, I got to thinking about this, how the delivering hand of God, He sent Moses down there at the top of God, amen, to bring the children of Israel out. For many days, Pharaoh resisted them. He wouldn't let them go. So they seen the plagues all over the land, kind of like the world that we're living in today. Amen. I want to say, praise God. We ought to just say, Pharaoh, let our people go. Amen. We ought to pray and cry out and say, God, just save them by Your marvelous grace. Set them free from the bondage of this world, from the bondage of sin and the iniquity that so easily besets us. God, that You just give us that. Oh, God, that we stand in need of this morning, that we can stand and raise our heads and our hands to God and thank Him and praise Him where He brought us from. Amen. He is a delivering God. He brought us in. He brought us out so He could bring us in. Praise God. He won't leave you dangling out there. Praise God. If He bring you out, praise God, He will lift you up. He'll bring you out. He'll put your feet, praise God, on a firm foundation. Amen. He'll put you in a place where He can bless you. Praise His holy name. So we see the Bible tells us that God Almighty. Now I want you to notice this morning. God brought them up to a place. Amen. And He said, listen, said, this is where I'm going to have you to be. Amen. Hey, He brought them through that into that place in the wilderness. Amen. He didn't take them around the obstacle. Praise God. He brought them up to the border of the obstacle, one of the biggest obstacles that Israel would ever face. Kind of like you and me are. Praise God. We come up some of the greatest obstacles that we'll ever face. But praise God, God put them there on purpose so that they could see the mighty hand of God. Amen. Where we're at today, we're up against it, folks. Amen. But praise God, thank God for the mighty hand of God. And now we see Pharaoh. And now he's the type of the Antichrist. He's the type of that unbeliever. He's the type of that would deny and reject God Almighty. We see that in Exodus chapter number 5. Amen. Where he began to question even who God was. And Pharaoh said, verse number 2, he said, who is the Lord that I should obey His voice and let Israel go? He said, I know not the Lord, and neither will I let Israel go. He said, hey, listen. He said, I don't know who He is. And he said, I don't care to know. There was somebody called me a couple of weeks ago and they said, preacher, I don't understand. I said, what don't you understand? He said, well, I'm reading and studying the Bible, and I just don't understand why God is so callous and spiteful and full of wrath upon all these people upon the earth. I don't understand why he would send them in, and even into the promised land, into Canaan, and go before them, and He would slay all these people of that land. I said, well, it's a no-brainer. It was a land that was wholly given to idolatry. It was a land that rejected and denied God. I see God Almighty, His presence had been there, but they rejected God. They rejected His presence. They rejected His laws and His statutes. They said, we'll not be set under a rule of this God. Amen. They rejected and denied Him. And God went before the children of Israel, and He took them out of the way. I want to say He's doing the same thing today. God help our hearts if we can't get a hold of our children, our loved ones, our family members, the people we work with, people we're around, and say, God Almighty loves you, that they could see that love of God, that they might be saved. Amen. It's time to be getting them in, young'uns. Amen. But Pharaoh's the top of that Antichrist. Didn't want God, didn't want things of God. Amen. He was the real ruler of Egypt. Now Egypt is a type of the world. Amen. We live in this world. But the Bible says that born-again believers are not of this world. Amen. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. What does that mean, Pastor Jeff? It means we don't act like them. Amen. We don't act like them. He said we're supposed to be different. The Bible says we're supposed to be peculiar in this last day. Wickedness is rising up on every hand. Everywhere you look, there's Antichrist. There's anti-God. You say, who is that? Those that deny and reject the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God that He taught to us and preached to us. Those are Antichrist today, and they're all over this country that we live in. Amen. Our founding fathers designed this country, bind our constitution, our statutes, amen, upon the Word of God. He said, if we ever neglect, even Washington himself said, if we ever neglect the Word of God, we're backing up. Amen. We've come to a day and a time and a place we've rejected God. Amen. They're bringing right across a round day in the county and in the state that you cannot use any special pronoun like Mr. and Sir. Amen. You can't use ma'am or sir. What they're trying to... You say, preacher, how can you practice any kind of manners in the day that we live? Because you can't say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir no more. They said, that's out. You can't do that no more. God help us, amen, when we turn our backs on God to where we can't even recognize our elders. Amen. You say, preacher, why would they do that? Because they want to bring up a bunch of heathen that don't care about nothing but themselves. Amen. These Egyptians are top of the world. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he pursued after the children of Israel. Amen. They was up against a hard spot. You might say, Brother Rob, they were between a rock and a hard place. In their case, they were between a rock and an ocean and a sea. Had nowhere to go. But praise God, let me just show you this. God put them there. You may think you're against a rock and a hard place, praise God. It may be that God put you there. Praise the Lord. He put you there on purpose. And they say, hey, was there not any graves in Egypt that you bring us out here into this wilderness? I want to say the world that we live in today is a wilderness to a child of God. Amen. It's not a place where we find peace. We don't find confidence or fortitude in the wilderness. The wilderness is a lonely place. The wilderness is a sad place. The wilderness is a hard place. The wilderness is a place where you can't be satisfied. Have you ever noticed in the world today there's no satisfaction to nobody no more? But I want to say praise God. I found one day, 1976, a satisfying power in the Lord Jesus Christ. When He saved my soul, praise God, from a devil's hell. I don't have to worry about it no more. I'm satisfied, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to prepare me a place, and I'm prepared for the place He's going to prepare me. And one day, me and Him, we're going to be there together, praise God, throughout eternity, world without end. Amen. Children of Israel slept out. Pharaoh turned them loose, and he said, just go on. Amen. Word come back that they'd got over there to the sea, and they were hemmed in. Now the devil don't like nothing more than to get you hemmed in. Amen. He likes to get you hemmed in. You know when the best time to hem you in is? When you get away from God. I've never seen a time people's turning their back on God and godliness, and we're chasing after this world and wondering why in the world things ain't changing around us, why things ain't getting any better. I want to say things will never get better till we get back to God. It'll never get better till we get back to godliness. It'll never get better until you and I take a stand. Amen. And Moses got over there and got to the sea, and the Lord began to move things around. The Lord began to place these people, these adversary was coming down on them, and they was saying that they was going to die in the wilderness. But Moses said unto the people, verse 13, amen, he said, fear ye not. He said, why do you got to be afraid of the same God that delivered you out of the hand of Pharaoh in Egypt, in the top of the world, is the same God. Amen. Somebody ought to jump up and shout, is the same God, and that'll be with you through the duration. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll be that invincible force, praise God, that the devil of the world can't overcome. I want to say we have a force of one today, and his name is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He overcomes the world, and he overcomes the things in the world. He overcomes our mind and our flesh, praise God. He directs us in the path that he'd have us to go, and he helps us to walk therein. Amen. You say, preacher, that ain't all in here. I'll show you in a minute. God will be my help. See, I didn't know I was going this direction until I started up the road this morning. Well, God began to deal with my heart. He said, this is where you ought to be, because this is where I want to be today. Amen. I'm glad for a God that'll show us his way and lead us therein, praise God, with an almighty power from the throne of grace. He'll show us his goodness and his mercy. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. He said, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He said, just stop a minute. Amen. And just see how great God is. Just stop a minute. Youngins, God bless your sweetheart, and see where God's already brought you from, where you used to be, where you could have been, but God intervened. Amen. Think about where you'd be today if it wasn't for God. Amen. Caught up in the wickedness of this world, satisfied in the filth thereof. Amen. I'm not satisfied. Amen. I'm like old Abraham. I'm a sojourning in a country. I'm not looking for a city. Whose builder and maker's God, which hath foundations, praise God, upon which we can build. I'm glad I know the foundation, and it's Jesus Christ, my Savior. I'm glad, praise God, sometimes we can just stand still and see the mighty hand of God. Amen. The one that goes before us, the one that makes us promises, and the one that keeps his promises to you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what's happening in this world today. We've quit preaching the Word of God. Amen. Folks have been patty-caking around with things of this world. But I want to say, praise God, it's the Word of God. Amen. The commandments, the truths of God Almighty, the precepts that God gives us that makes a difference in our homes and in our lives. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will shew to you today. Amen. Now Pharaoh, a type of the Antichrist, Egypt, a type of this old wicked world. Now who's in charge of this world today that we live in? Who? The devil, the prince and power of this present world. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, Slewfoot, the deceiver. He's in charge of this thing, and he's taking charge. He knows his days are numbered. They're only but a few. So he's pushing just as hard. Have you ever seen anything change so fast in your life? I mean, ungodliness is just coming out of the woodwork everywhere. It's just like it's being unleashed on us. But praise God, I don't have to partake of it. I don't have to like it. Praise God, I can stop and stand still. I'm looking for the salvation of the Lord. I'm looking for a come up hither, a shout and a trump, and one day us going out of here. Praise God, I'm getting ready. I'm preparing for a ride. Praise God, I'm going to take a plane air ride. One day in just a little while, I'm going to go out of here. Praise God, I want to look over there in this valley, that valley, as we're going out. I see you folks are popping up like popcorn. I praise God as we go out of here together, shouting and praising God. Hallelujah's ringing throughout the universe. Hey, you know, preacher, it's going to be so loud the whole world will hear. But most of all, the God of heaven will hear his little old children saying, glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Deliverance will come. Amen. Pharaoh in the world rose up. Pharaoh and the world was having their way. But look what Moses said to the children. He said, verse 13, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today. I look around here today and I see a whole lot of the world, don't you? Amen. Hey, and it's blatant. It's right in our face stuff today. Amen. They want you to see it. Used to, sin was something that you tried to hide. Sin was something you tried to mask. An old wino would carry his wine bottle in a brown paper sack. Amen. Amen, praise God. He'd hold that thing by the neck and he'd sip out of it, but he didn't want you to see what he was doing. Am I telling it right? Amen. They'd hide it. Amen. Folks sat around, drank their beer, and when Christian folks come along and they seen the car pull in the driveway, they would run and hide it. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you know about that? Because I was raised in a drunkard home. I know what happened. Amen. They knew better. I want to say the world around us today knows better. Amen. That's why we need to be light, praise God. We need to be light in the darkness. He said, for the Egyptians whom you have seen today. Now watch this. Now talking about the Antichrist talking, those are Antichrist talking about the world which we live in. He said, ye shall see them again no more forever. Amen. Praise God. One day, Brother Jeff, we're going to enter into forever with the Lord in the presence of God Almighty, Brother Kevin, and we'll see this place no more forever. It'll be behind us, praise God. It won't even be an afterthought. Lord God will take and wipe away the tears, wipe away the things, wipe away the memories and the thought, praise God, of this old ungodly, unrighteous world. And praise God, He'll deliver us safe on the other shore. Praise God. The Bible says, the Lord said, I will, verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. I get things, but I think about things a little different, I guess. He said, the Lord will fight for you. Amen. And he said, ye shall hold your peace. Praise God. I look at you, me reaching out and just getting a hold of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Just reaching, getting a hold of him. Praise God. Around him by his garment. Praise the Lord. Around his legs and his feet. Just getting a hold of him. Hold on to the peace of God. Hey, praise the Lord. He says the Lord's a fighting for it. From the word of his mouth, the truth will go out. The enemy will be defeated. Praise be to God. You see what happened? The Israelites got over there to the shores of the sea. Praise God. And God Almighty said, hey, listen, I've got them right where I want them to be. And I can use them and show them the mighty hand of an almighty God, the one that brought them out. I pray God can also bring them in. I'm telling you what, youngins, if we'll just realize and recognize that He is God Almighty, it's more the same God that brought them out of Egypt, the same God that delivered them, praise God, from Pharaoh's hand, is the same God that can deliver us today. Amen. Can take us into a place of peace. As I hold on to him for dear life, praise God, because he's got me. Amen. And the Lord, the strength of an almighty God. He said, lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Ain't that an amazing thing? So here's the children of Israel. There's nowhere for them to go. Amen. They can't go forward and they can't turn back. The army of Pharaoh is bearing down. Bible says they're marching towards them. They've done got their marching orders. Let me just say this morning, Brother Junior, the world has got its marching orders. Amen. The world has got its marching orders. Say, we've got to do away with the churches. We've got to do away with the Christians. We've got to do away with born-again believers. We've got to make this thing more inclusive. We've got to bring in everybody. We've got to make sure everybody's okay. I want to say, listen, the only way you'll be okay is if you've been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, bought by the price, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. Amen. The Egyptians are barreling down on them. Praise God. Verse 18, to know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Now watch this. Bible says, and the angel of God, whew, praise the Lord, all powerful, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And a pillar of a cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. You know what that represents? That represents all the power of God, praise God, that's a leading us and taking us where we need to go. Amen. Backing up and getting behind us, praise God, and saying, listen, hey, I brought you this far, praise God, and I'll not have you. Well, glory. I brought you this far, and I'll not have you defeated now, praise God. You are in victory. You are victorious, praise God. You're just going to press on, and I'm going to see to it. Praise His holy name.
Moses, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible said, and it came between the camp and the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, verse 20, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to see, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Now he said, he speaks of that strong east wind. Now it's a representation and type, praise God, of the very voice and the voice of God. That God Almighty is a speaking, praise God, and whatever God speaks, praise God, so be it. And God spoke to the sea. He began to breathe that strong east wind. It began to blow across those waters, and those waters parted. Hey, listen, he didn't open to let Israel go through. They opened, praise God, that God Almighty might march on. Amen. My God would have the victory, praise God, and that strong east wind from God Almighty, it began to blow in that fire. Can you see it take place? Amen. They're standing there, and the fire that was for them, and the cloud that was before them, is behind them now. They look over to there every now and then, maybe get just a little glimpse of the enemy over on the other side, but I want to say they're on the other side, and between them and the enemy is a mighty force of God. I want to say, youngins, on the authority of God's word, between us and the enemy is a mighty force of God and the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. To breathe upon us the breath of life, and without it we don't have life at all. But praise God, He gives us life, and He gives us hope and a promise. Amen. We said, breathe on there, and said the sea became dry land, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand. Now watch this, and on the left. Even during dire situations, God Almighty is still in control. It didn't just part in different. He said, praise God, there's a wall on this side, and there's a wall on this side. And that wind, can you see this picture, youngins? Hey, man, there's a wall on this side, and there's a wall on this side. And there's a breeze blowing down the middle. God Almighty and the Son of God and the Holy Ghost of God that goes before them, and He makes a way, and He dries the ground. He's no muck and mire in the plan of God. He's deliverance, praise the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. Bless His holy name. The children, when I went on dry ground, amen, they were walled in. Now, if they hadn't been walled in, now listen to me, if they hadn't have been walled in, they might have deferred from the path. Amen. The Bible said the path is a narrow path. Amen. There's only a few that go in thereat. But God Almighty, on this day, He said everybody's going to cross in His path. He said, I brought you in to this situation so I can bring you out into the glory of God, so that the whole world might know, from Pharaoh to the least of the Egyptian servants, that there is a God in Israel. Amen. He walled them in, left and the right. The Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. Now, I want you to notice this. God didn't... Hey, listen, there's coming a day that God's going to judge the wickedness of the world, and there ain't nobody going to escape. The Antichrist of the world, the unbelievers, they're not going to escape. They're going to be caught up in the flood of His wrath and His indignation. Amen. They pursued and went and after in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and all his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud. Ain't that an amazing thing? You say, how did He see through it? Because He's God, amen. He made it. He created it, praise God. He can see through everything. He sees us in every situation. Ain't you glad He does? Praise His holy name.
And he said, and took off their chariot. He troubled the host of the Egyptians. And now watch this, and took off the chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily. What does that mean, preacher? Hey, praise God, have you ever tried to drag a sled? Amen. It don't travel as well as something that rolls. I remember when we was young, and say, man, mom and daddy's place is steep as a mule's face. Amen. Most of you don't know what that is. It's pretty steep. Amen. Couldn't get a trailer, couldn't get a cart on it. The only thing we had that could go on that thing was an old sled. Brother Junior, we took old Tiger. Had a big old workhorse. His name was Tiger. And we'd hook old Tiger to that sled. And we'd load that thing down with lime or fertilizer, whatever we was putting out. We'd hit old Tiger, drag it up through that valley and drag it around the top of that ridge. And we'd get in there with fertilizer spreaders called scoop shovels. Amen. And we'd scoop that stuff up, big old shovel, and we'd throw that just as far as we could. I think, praise God, hey, listen, I think we eat as much of it as we throwed. That wind to catch that and it'd bring it back on you. But praise God, that's the way we got it done. Amen. It was like, hey, it was a hard thing to have to pull that sled. And he said, God Almighty, hey, listen, he won't make it easy for the enemy. Praise God. There's a day of reckoning. They may think they're rolling along a long well right now. But there's a day of coming when God's going to jerk the wheels off. And praise God, they're going to have to drag along through this world called life until they get to a place where God will judge them. Amen. It won't be a pleasant adventure. Praise the Lord. He said, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord, that's capital L-O-R-D. That's God Almighty. That's Jehovah. Amen. Now we live in a world, in a place today where they deny, a whole lot of folks deny and reject that there is even a God. They wonder and they question the God and the power that He has. He said, so the Egyptians, he said, let us flee from Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. He said, hey, how are we going to overcome it? You reckon they started realizing they was some kind of force. Amen. Was beyond their control. They was somebody that had power above anything they could do. Amen. But the Lord had it under control. He said, they followed them into the midst of the sea. He said, Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians and upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. Amen. Hey, God says, hey, listen, Moses. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. God parted the sea. It congealed about them on both sides. Holy Ghost threw their blood, dried that thing out. So they went across dried shod. And God said, when the Egyptians, when the world and the Antichrist got in the midst of that sea, God says, all right, Moses, hold your stick up again. Praise God, and let that thing go back to where it was. Amen. Listen, it started on yonder shore. Praise God, it began to come this way. And they look back. I won't say there's a day coming when the enemy of this world, the enemy of you, and the enemy of me, and the enemy of God, they'll look back and there'll be nowhere to go. Amen. God help today, youngins. We need to pray that God Almighty will get a hold of their heart. God will touch us. God will give us a burden for the lost. Because there'll be a day in a short time that they will be nowhere for them to go. Amen. Hemmed in or hedged in. The Bible said Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. Amen. He said, what was it that Moses had told him? He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, He said, you'll not see tomorrow. You shall see them again no more forever. Amen. God Almighty said, I'm going to take care of it. Those that harassed you, those that used you, those that had you in servitude, he said, praise God, I'm going to get rid of them. Praise the Lord. But he said, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters. Here he says, you know, watch this. God is explicit about this point here. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on their left. God says, praise the Lord. He said, I'm on your left. He said, I'm on your right. He said, I'm on your left. I'm on your right. He said, I've got you boxed in. Praise God, I'm here with you. And he said, I'm going to bring you through this thing. Amen. He's made them a promise. He told them and he brought and it came to pass. He said, thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Can you imagine the sight? The horses and the men. As that water began to come through, that surge from the far side, the Egyptian side, over toward the side where Israel was. And those water, that water began to take those people and overcome them and push them toward that far shore. But see, God, in the day and the hour we live, He's calling for them to come peacefully, come willingly unto Him. He's calling for them, amen, to be saved and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling as the Christ of God, calling them unto salvation. Deliverance has come. But we have to receive that deliverance. The Bible says, and Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord. You know what's wrong with America today? We don't fear God no more. Amen. We think He's just going to put up with all our shenanigans. But I'm going to say God ain't going to put up with our shenanigans much longer. Amen. If He does, then He's going to have to call out Sodom, Gomorrah, and reestablish them. But praise God, He's not going to do that because one day He's going to judge our nation. He's going to judge our people. Amen. And boy, it'd be better to be on His side now. So when we come up against that rock and hard place, praise God, God Almighty will be our intercessor. He's the one that'll open up the sea. He's the one that'll make dry land for us to cross on. He's the one that'll congeal on the right and the left. He's the one that'll be that staying force. Hold back the enemies, to defeat the enemies. That they feared the Lord and they believed the Lord and His servant Moses. Amen. Moses said, listen, young'uns, God said that we're going to leave out of here and we're going to the other side. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you, young'uns, this morning, as your pastor, we're going to leave out of here one day in a little while, we're going to the other side. We just need to be getting ready now. Man, the way has been made. God Almighty, He's shored us up on both sides, praise God, and He's given us the Holy Ghost of God to take us where we need to go. That still, small voice, praise God, and that wonderful east wind that blows across our hearts, it's there to take us where God have us to be and get us there safely. Amen, for God's glory. When we just put our faith and trust in Him. He'll make all the difference. He'll take us where we need to be. He's promised that He would. And the same God that delivered them is the same God that can deliver us. If we'll just listen to Him. I mean, we can come out on the other side just praising and giving God glory. Realizing, we don't have to be bogged down in this old wickedness in which the world wants us to partake. But we can just shout and praise God all the days of our life. Realizing, amen, it don't matter how bad it gets here, it's going to be better over yonder. Amen. But I want to say this is a pretty good place for a child of God. Amen. A place where we can worship Him in spirit and truth. We oughtn't to take it lightly. Amen. We ought to count this as a privilege and honor every time that we can come together in the Lord's house. We ought to come together with a spirit of worship, a spirit of receiving unto ourselves that God has for us. Praise God that one day He can deliver us. Deliverance has come. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is to be had for those that will believe in the Lord. You say, who won't get it? Those unbelievers, like old Pharaoh. Those that don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But for those of us who believe, we can already count deliverance. Amen. Praise God. The enemy's already on the other side. And we're headed for a better place. Praise God. If we could get the mindset and mentality that we're winners. A song, Victory in Jesus. Praise God. We have the victory today. We just need to claim victory. Every day of our life, say, praise God, it won't be long. Amen. Praise God. We're just about through that ocean of despair. Praise God, we're getting ready to come out on the other side into the promised land. Boy, what a time we'll have when we get there. Amen. Praise the Lord.